Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate shopping for pants? You're not alone. Jack Archer's Jet Setter Tech Pants are basically the answer to every guy's closet struggles. With their customizable fit, wrinkle-free fabric sourced from Japan, and all-day comfort, these pants can take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Seriously, these might be the only pants you'll ever need. Style them with the Jet Setter Tee, Legacy button-down shirt, or the buttery Legacy Polo sweater, and you've got timeless staples to meet your everyday wardrobe needs. Jack Archer is just better. For a limited time, get 15% off using the code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your entire order.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Okay, last question. We only have a couple minutes left. I was thinking about this today because you and I have talked a lot about the Bills draft over the last few years. We had this big thing about the Bills versus Chiefs, which is a really interesting discussion. I brought up, and I'm looking at it on the screen here so Matt can see it. A lot of you, if you can go look at it somewhere. The question is basically this. Does the recent ascension slash success, albeit limited, of Cole Bishop and Max Hairston make you feel any differently than you have about the Bills' last two draft classes?
Not last year's, this year's, yes. Last year's draft class is really gross. If you look at it just from top to bottom now, yeah. There are still some questions that we have. We don't know what Keon Coleman is, but that has been far too inconsistent. Dwayne Carter, the same thing. Ray Davis has really been a non-factor this year. Cedric Van Pern Granger, still don't really know what that is. Ulofosio, obviously not a thing. Solomon has been fine, a good special teams player.
Solomon is probably exactly what you get out of the fifth round pick.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And Tylan Grable is a player that they really like, but who has been unavailable because of a concussion. So that's an interesting one. Their draft class this year, I think, looks a lot deeper and better.
I'll even throw Jordan Hancock in here to a lesser degree because he's playing more and he has a fifth round pick this year.
But Landon Jackson is the one that, you know, you wish you just got more productivity out of.
I agree with that. I mean, again, though, if TJ Sanders, I think TJ Sanders was a bit inconsistent anyway when he was playing, but if he could step into a role where they need him, obviously that would help a lot. But
this is where the Landon Jackson, it wasn't an argument, but disagreement we had has evolved, because if he's not getting on the field now, I don't know if he ever will. That is a major problem with the injuries that they have had. And, you know, you talk about.
And you blame, if that happens, do you blame him as just not being good enough, or do you blame the Bills for drafting a prospect? Because I think the grade was pretty commensurate around the league about what he was, third round pick. Do you fall Brandon Bean then for the draft pick, or do you say the guy just obviously hasn't materialized? You know what I mean?
It is very chicken and egg, because you could have said, well, he would probably be better right now if he was playing in all of these games leading up to it. But because they have better options, that's why he didn't play. But the better options aren't really that good. Right. So if they're not that good, why wasn't he playing more? It's very chicken and egg, because when they made the, it would be hypocritical for me to be like, oh, it was a terrible draft pick, because 6 months ago I would have said, oh yeah, there was a consensus that this guy was a good player. And, you know, we have learned over time that sometimes you have to be a little bit more patient. I just wonder though, with Hoyt, with now the Bosa wrist injury and all this stuff, Landon Jackson just,
he's got to play. He's got to step into a role.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.